This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Mattis for Pentagon Boss. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Rasa Kay, who's in for Jennifer Koshenka on this Friday, December 2. Thanks for being with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Retired Marine General James Mad Dog Mattis is the pick for Secretary of Defense for the incoming Trump administration. Find out why he may not be a yes man.
Searchers have recovered four more victims from the Tennessee wildfires around the Great Smoky Mountains. The death toll is now 11.
Lots of important college football games this weekend, but there's one team that could delay the release of the bowl schedule. We'll explain how.
And what the soaring Phoenix housing market means more broadly for the rest of the country.
Realtor.com and doing their forecast for next year is predicting that Phoenix is going to be the strongest housing market in the country. To people who followed the housing market for a while, that could sound like a bit of a red flag. The last time Phoenix was the best housing market in the country, things were in a bit of a bubble.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto on the big bounce back by the residential real estate market in Phoenix. Her report in about 20 minutes. Well, President-elect Trump has chosen retired Marine Corps General James Mattis to become Secretary of Defense. He made the announcement during a rally in Cincinnati yesterday, part of a nationwide thank you tour following his Election Day victory.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense.
General Mattis, whose nickname is Mad Dog, has a reputation for battlefield toughness and intellect. He rose through the Marine ranks over 43 years to become the U.S. military's top commander in the Middle East. He has agreed with Mr. Trump about taking more intensive action against U.S. enemies, such as Islamic State, but also has articulated views that contradict Mr. Trump's. And by the way, since U.S. law requires a veteran to be out of uniform for 7 years to qualify for Secretary of State, General Mattis will need Congress to pass a special law giving Mr. Trump permission to nominate him. He only retired, Mr. Mattis did, 3.5 years ago. Nearly a month after the election, and the Clinton campaign is still blaming everyone but themselves and their candidate for the loss. Hillary Clinton's senior campaign team yesterday even accused Donald Trump strategists of trying to appeal to white supremacists during the course of the race. Here's Jennifer Palmieri, Mrs. Clinton's communications director.
I would rather lose than win the way you guys did.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, that's very clear today. No, you wouldn't, respectfully.
Absolutely. The Clinton team also blamed the media and FBI director James Comey. Kellyanne Conway, who you heard in part of that exchange, Mr. Trump's campaign manager, pushed back.
200 counties that President Obama won and Donald Trump just won. You think that's because of what you just said or because people aren't ready for a woman president? Really? How about it's Hillary Clinton? She doesn't connect with people. How about they have nothing in common with her?
The top staff from Mrs. Clinton's and Mr. Trump's campaigns met at a forum at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government held after each presidential election. The search for the next Secretary of State by President-elect Trump offers the drama, intrigue, and rigmarole of a reality television program. It's a show the rest of the world is watching closely, as the winner will have the extraordinary task of representing a president who suggests he'll deviate from conventional American foreign policy and shuffle global alliances. Reporter Caitlin Huey Burns at Real Clear Politics says, call it America's next top diplomat. Caitlin, so much attention paid to this.
Well, first, the Secretary of State position is arguably the most important cabinet pick that a president-elect makes for multiple reasons, but especially for this president who does not have the foreign policy experience that other president-elects have had. Does not have the same kind of Rolodex of sources in that community and so forth. Donald Trump in particular has talked about shuffling traditional alliances, deviating from certain foreign policy traditions, and so forth. And so not only are all eyes in the U.S. on this pick, but all eyes really across the world are watching to see who this president-elect will choose as his chief ambassador, really, his chief foreign affairs officer, who will represent the U.S. interests across the world. And like some of these other cabinet picks, this one in particular has played out in a dramatic and intriguing way. As we know, Donald Trump dined with Mitt Romney over those infamous frog legs and has talked to Romney a few times. And Romney, of course, had been a chief critic of Donald Trump throughout the campaign. And many of Donald Trump's close advisors and allies don't want Donald Trump to pick Mitt Romney for this post. Rudy Giuliani, of course, is also being considered, as is former retired general David Petraeus is also being considered as well.
We're speaking with Caitlin Huey Burns, national politics reporter at Real Clear Politics. Her piece is called Trump's Search for America's Next Top Diplomat. Boy, you know, one line in your story jumped out at me. We're talking about how Mitt Romney has kind of become perhaps the most popular name in all this for one reason or another, but you said it's not clear whether Mr. Trump genuinely favors Mr. Romney for the post or simply relishes the opportunity to watch the man who once called him a phony kneel at his feet. Man, I never even considered that. Is that really a possibility?
Well, I do think that Mitt Romney is in good positioning for this choice, but given the blowback that we've seen from Trump supporters and allies to this potential pick is also quite startling. I mean, think about Mitt Romney during, earlier this year, giving that speech in Utah, really railing against Donald Trump, not only calling him a phony and a fake, but essentially saying that his nomination by the Republican Party would, put the future in question, that his foreign policy ideas are not smart, in Mitt Romney's words. This is someone who really questioned Donald Trump's fitness for office, and unlike any other Republicans, unlike most Republicans, I should say, Romney never really came around to Donald Trump throughout the course of the campaign and in the general election. In fact, he really kept up his strong opposition to him. And so the fact now that Romney has to, meet with Trump and acknowledge, as he did the other night, that Trump did something that Mitt Romney couldn't do, which is win the election.
Right.
That is something that Donald Trump really takes seriously.
You mentioned, too, not only has Mr. Romney not come around necessarily, as you say, but he hasn't apologized either for all those kind of harsh things he said, right? Does that matter these days?
Right. He hasn't apologized. To some people in Trump's orbit, that does matter. Kellyanne Conway expressed the opposition, particularly coming from the grassroots. This is someone who spent a lot of time criticizing Romney and has not, come back and apologized for it, essentially.
Thanks, Caitlin. Caitlin Huey Burns, national politics reporter at Real Clear Politics. 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Glad you could spend some time with us on this Friday. More bodies have been found in the path of the wildfire that's torn through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee and the resort town of Gatlinburg. The death toll now stands at 11. Some of the searchers, by the way, have lost homes and family members of their own, and most refuse to go home despite being told to take breaks. Mike Werner, the mayor of Gatlinburg, who has 7 kids, is among those who've lost a home.
We're going to be okay. We've had friends open their house to us. We've had so many people offer places that we can live. But I'm just thankful that we're here to be able to try to help everybody.
Estimates place the number of homes and businesses damaged or destroyed at more than 700 so far. About 200 firefighters do remain on the ground, either fighting flames or doing searches. There are positive signs, though. In Pigeon Forge, the Comedy House rented an electronic billboard message that said it was open, and the amusement park Dollywood will reopen this afternoon after it was spared any damage. By the way, a reminder that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you like a little cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter with the username @GordonDeal. 21 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Rasa Kay is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, President-elect Donald Trump vows to keep companies in the U.S. Trump and VP-elect Mike Pence took a victory lap at a Carrier plant in Indianapolis after Carrier's agreement to keep about 1,000 manufacturing jobs in the U.S. that were slated to be outsourced to Mexico.
I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore because your taxes are going to be at the very, very low end and your unnecessary regulations are going to be gone.
Trump is adding retired General James Mattis to his cabinet. At that victory rally in Ohio last night, the president-elect confirmed reports the outspoken ex-Marine is his choice for Secretary of Defense. NBC News is reporting Trump is widening his search for Secretary of State, now considering ExxonMobil Chief Rex Tillerson, in addition to Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani. The search continues for people reported missing during the raging wildfires in eastern Tennessee. Those fires have killed up to 11 people so far, hundreds of buildings destroyed, over 17,000 acres. Residents of San Bernardino mark a day of remembrance on this one-year anniversary of a terror attack by a husband and wife assailants on a holiday luncheon for county health employees that left 14 dead and 22 wounded. Investigators say the attackers were inspired by the Islamic State group. Prayer vigils are planned.
Where I work is about half a mile away from where the tragedy happened, so I felt that it was our duty to come and be with the families and just pray together.
Apple is cutting orders for the iPhone 7 because of fading demand. DigiTimes reports initial demand was strong in China and other markets because of the popularity of the jet black iPhone 7 Plus and problems with Samsung's Galaxy Note 7. But consumers and suppliers alike now shifting their focus to the highly anticipated iPhone 8, expected next year. It went down to the final 25 seconds in the Dallas Cowboys-Vikings game. With a score 17-9, the Vikings scored a touchdown and a pass from Sam Bradford to Jerick McKinnon, but Bradford failed to connect on a two-point conversion to tie at the end of the game. Kevin Ray with the call on Compass Media Networks.
Need a two-point conversion to tie. Bradford deep drop. Bradford hit as he throws. Pass sails high out of the back of the end zone.
And Dallas went on to win that game 17-15, Gordon.
Very good. That's 11 in a row now for these Cowboys.
They are unstoppable.
Let's go easy with that now. Easy with that.
Oh, okay.
Unstoppable. Still a rookie quarterback they got there. What are you, like Cowboy supporter all
of
a sudden now?
Wow, I didn't mean to jinx anything, man.
Listen, woo! You know, I work part-time for the Giants. I got to stick up for Big Blue just a little bit here.
Okay.
Unstoppable,
she
says.
It's
unstoppable.
All good. It's all good.
23 minutes now after the hour. Glad you're with us. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Make Michigan your number one choice for business. Guess who's back and potentially stronger than ever? The Phoenix housing market. It's expected to be the strongest in the country next year, another sign that the U.S. housing market is returning to full strength. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Casisto says the rapid rise of a market that housing analysts once thought might not recover for decades demonstrates the strength of the national recovery. Laura set the scene.
Realtor.com and doing their forecast for next year is predicting that Phoenix is going to be the strongest housing market in the country. To people who followed the housing market for a while, that could sound like a bit of a red flag. The last time Phoenix was the best housing market in the country, things were in a bit of a bubble. But it seems like this time it's based on pretty solid fundamentals, a growing tech economy, people retiring there, there's actually a shortage of homes now rather than, you know, rows and rows of empty homes. So altogether, it looks like a pretty positive sign for the housing market that Phoenix has bounced back so strongly.
Wow, I never thought I'd hear the phrase shortage of homes in Phoenix, right after what happened last time.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody really did. But, I mean, that's really emblematic of what's going on across the country. We've gone from having a massive surplus of homes to having very, very little new home construction, a huge shortage of homes across the country, and that's really driving up prices.
Yet the home ownership rate is going down, right? How do we piece all this together?
Sure. So even though home prices just this week hit an all-time record, we are seeing fewer people own homes than they have in years and in decades. And that's really for a few different reasons. One is the lack of mortgages. It's very difficult for people to get mortgages. Another is sort of lifestyle choices, younger people choosing to rent longer. And the third is a supply shortage. It's just very difficult to find an affordable starter home these days because we're not building very much of them. And so that's keeping people out of the housing market.
Wow. All right. So back to Phoenix then. Are these just, say, upper end homes or all homes rising in value here?
So the ones that across the country, and I think this is true in Phoenix as well, the homes that are rising the most strongly in value are for sure the upper end homes.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Casisto, Wall Street Journal housing reporter. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. It'll be packed with everyone mailing holiday gifts and packages, so you should use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you can avoid all the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season. Everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You can print postage for any letter or package. The instant you need it, then the mailman picks it up. It's so easy and convenient. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage plus a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in the word DEAL. That's Stamps.com, then enter the code DEAL.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for joining us on this Friday, December 2nd. Gordon Deal with Rasa Kay, who's filling in today for Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump chooses General James Mattis as his Secretary of Defense. The Tennessee wildfires have now claimed 11 lives. Miami Herald says as many as 600 veterans may have been infected with HIV or hepatitis from a dentist who didn't clean his instruments properly. Four new elements added to the periodic table. After all, it's not a party without a little nahonium, right? And the one team that could delay the release of the college football bowl schedule. That story in about 20 minutes. President-elect Donald Trump is expected in his first days in office to take executive action voiding parts of Obamacare that the administration has discretion to change. Soon after that, lawmakers likely would start on their efforts to repeal and replace the law. But Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour says Republicans on Capitol Hill are now facing the likelihood that they will need Democratic support to pass parts of any plan replacing the Affordable Care Act. Stephanie, what are we looking at?
It's definitely been an interesting process ever since the election. The Republicans have been having a lot of conversations on Capitol Hill in terms of how they want to repeal the law and replace it. And what they have basically are coalescing around, although all of this, the caveat is not final yet, is to basically President-elect Trump would come in quickly and on his first day dismantle parts of the law with an executive action, and then Republicans in the House would pass legislation through a budget reconciliation, a budget maneuver process where they basically can get around any Democratic opposition to dismantle other parts, and then in the Senate they would do the same thing.
All right, so will Democratic support be needed then?
Yes, it will not be needed for the repeal aspects of the law, which you can probably expect to happen within the first 100 days, but they're expecting a transition period that would last perhaps into 2019, and during that time they would be working on hammering out a replacement plan for the Affordable Care Act. And They are anticipating the real effort will be in the Senate, where they will need 8 Democrats to come aboard and support whatever replacement is put through, if that is the option. If there is not a repeal and replacement right off the bat, if there's a transition, they will need those Democrats.
How crippling, by the way, could any executive actions be by what will then be President Trump?
Very, actually. If he, one of the things that is very unpopular is the requirement that everyone have health insurance or pay a penalty. And if he knocks that down with an executive action, that could very quickly start to hurt the insurance industry. Because they, without that mandate, healthy people leave. They're saddled with a lot of sicker, older people, and the chances of them participating on the ACA exchanges in 2018 become, I think, increasingly slim if that occurs.
Okay, so if Democratic support is needed here to do something significant, we can expect what, some backroom deals?
I would definitely think that. I mean, it's going to be a real test to see if Democrats will come to the table. I think there's a sense, look, Republicans, you opposed us left and right on the law, which is one of the reasons Democrats feel it was having so many problems. And I think they kind of feel like, Republicans, you've made your bed, now you have to lie in it and deal with whatever political fallout there is from the law being repealed. But the Republicans are hoping that on kind of some issues that Democrats really care about, like high drug prices or out-of-pocket costs, they may be able to kind of get them to the table using those elements and focus on some of the more moderate Democrats like Ron Wyden. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but it's definitely a big gamble on the Republicans' part.
All right. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour. Her piece is called Getting Obamacare Replacement Through Senate Will Be a Test. How much Senate support is needed from Democrats?
They would need 8 Democrats based on how the election has shaped up. They would need 8 to support whatever replacement if they follow that avenue of repeal, transition, and then replace.
Okay, and that's assuming that all Senate Republicans are on board?
Yes. Which and you have to keep in mind, there's not all agreement among Republicans either. There's some Republicans who on the House that like one plan, some in the Senate that like another. There's some who say, let's not do a fast repeal. So they're going to have to get everyone kind of on board with the initial plan as well as with the replacement.
Thanks, Stephanie. Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour, based in Washington. This has been a health and wellness update brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today, free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See your Rite Aid pharmacist for details. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for spending time with us on this Friday. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online over the past few days. We're joined now live by Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith. Good morning, Charlotte. Start with Emma Morano. Everybody wants to know her secret.
Yes. Good morning, Gordon. Well, if you're wondering why people are searching for Emma Morano, it's because she just turned 117 years old this week. She attributes her longevity to a diet of 2 to 3 raw eggs a day with a few fruits and veggies and no meat. So people came to Google to find out how they themselves can live to be well over into their hundreds.
You know, what I did not realize when we were doing the story earlier this week was that she had a sister who lived to be more than 100 and another sister who lived to be almost 100. So her doctor was saying something of the along the lines of, listen, don't bother trying to figure this out. It's all in the genes. We should be so lucky, right?
That's true.
Last person they believe in the world born in the 1800s. Just staggering. Just staggering. Also, Tennessee making news, obviously, for the wildfires.
That's correct. So wildfires devastated 2 popular tourist towns in Tennessee this week. So people turned to Google to search for the impact and cause of the disaster and to find what people are doing to give back in the aftermath. And for those of you who don't know, the wildfires are in Pigeon Hole and Gatlinburg, both said to be the gateway to the Smoky Mountains.
Why is Nestle making news?
Ooh. So Nestle's making news this week because it's delivering a sweet surprise to all of its fans. Nestle revealed new technology that can reduce the amount of sugar in its products by up to 40% without changing the taste. People came to Google to figure out when they can get their hands on the new chocolate, but Kit Kat lovers around the world will have to wait until 2018 to give the new products a try.
In the meantime, does that mean that we can actually eat 40% more of those products and still come out even?
You can try it, Gordon,
okay.
And let me know how it works.
I'll experiment. We're speaking live this morning with Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith. I hesitate to ask just because of like an anti-celebrity news bent we have here. Why is Selena Gomez trending?
Gomez is trending because she's widely thought to be the queen of Instagram, despite not using her phone for 3 months.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
She's 24, right? I mean, how could she be the queen of Instagram at 24?
Well, it's because she did something revolutionary, Gordon. She opened up this week about her phone-free 90-day hiatus. She doesn't even need a phone to roll social media. She topped Instagram's year-end list of most followed celebrities.
Mm. The former Barney actress has come a long way. How about UPS and FedEx tracking?
Yes. So following Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping sprees, people came to Google to track their packages. As the holiday season heats up, Google can definitely help. Keep tabs on your US or USPS, UPS, or FedEx shipments straight from the Google Search app. So make sure all your gifts get there
on time.
Just type it in.
Nicely done. Very good. Charlotte, thanks for a few minutes as always. Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith. By the way, the trending video that Charlotte was prepared to talk about is this the Wonder Woman versus Stevie Wonder epic rap battles of history. I'll spare you. Yeah, it will hurt your ears and make them bleed, I promise. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
It's 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Rasa Kay is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, in his first major address since winning the presidency 3 weeks ago, Donald Trump basked in the cheers of tens of thousands of supporters at a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, the first stop on what he's calling a thank you tour. Trump's also reveling in the success of his deal with heating and air conditioning company Carrier, which will get several million dollars in tax incentives from the state of Indiana to keep a plant there. Trump says similar deals are needed across the region.
The numbers of manufacturing jobs that are lost, especially in the Rust Belt, and the Rust Belt is so incredible, but we're losing companies. It's unbelievable, one after another.
The Wall Street Journal reports several hundred other Carrier jobs will still be outsourced to Mexico, and that Carrier also plans to close another plant in Indiana where about 700 workers will lose their jobs. Vice President-elect Mike Pence is being welcomed to Washington, D.C. by his neighbors with gay pride flags. There are not so subtle protest against the so-called religious objections law Pence signed as governor of Indiana. Pence is renting a house in Northwest D.C. The death toll is now at 11 in the wake of raging fires in the eastern Tennessee mountains. Mayor of hard-hit Gatlinburg Mike Werner says residents are rallying.
It's been, I call it a huge bump in the road, but our family's safe. Everybody's healthy. We all love each other. My kids have been, I've got 7 kids, and they've been holding me up, boosting me up.
Hundreds of buildings have been destroyed in the blaze that's burned more than 17,000 acres. Starbucks chairman and CEO Howard Schultz is stepping down. The announcement caused Starbucks shares to fall more than 10%, although they recovered a bit in after-hours trading. He's not leaving the company. Schultz is going to reportedly turn its Reserve Roastery and Tasting Room coffee bars into destination restaurants. A suspect is under arrest for the shooting death of former NFL player Joe McKnight. New Orleans police say McKnight was killed in an apparent road rage incident. The 28-year-old running back played 4 NFL seasons, 3 with the New York Jets. We're prepared to sacrifice to be cyber safe. New data from password manager Dashlane finds at least 40% of Americans would give up sex for a year if it meant they wouldn't have to worry about getting hacked. Women more likely than men to put online security ahead of their sex lives.
You're kidding, really?
According to the survey.
I see. 40% of Americans.
They ask a question, people answer.
100% of women. There you go. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Glad you're with us. So an old debate is back, right, with Alabama football flexing its undefeated muscle again and the NFL's Cleveland Browns sporting an 0-for season record. Could Alabama beat the Browns if they were to play? The consensus is a unanimous no. Quarterback Joe Namath, the Alabama and New York Jets legend, was on the field for last week's Iron Bowl between Alabama and Auburn. He told the Wall Street Journal there are profound differences between pro and college, like size, speed, athleticism, and the mentality. Fox Sports college football analyst Joel Klatt reiterated the size of the players and the speed is too much. He says big speed is the biggest differentiator from college to pro. Wall Street Journal sports writer Jason Gay says, look, we all know this is a pretty dopey debate, but this always happens when there's a college sports juggernaut and a flailing professional club. He says it was a thing a few years back when Kentucky had an NCAA basketball powerhouse and the Philadelphia 76ers were starting what he called four lawn chairs and a tabby cat. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Weekend.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.